My cousin posted a meme this morning, and it said something like, nice people always get treated the worst. And I kind of disagreed because I learned this the hard way. It's not necessarily the person being nice, but it's low boundary people always get treated the worst. And there's a difference because you could be a nice person, meaning kind and giving and caring, charitable, all that stuff, and have very high boundaries, which means your niceness will not ever be taken for granted because you're not going to allow it to happen. And a lot of times the word niceness is also associated with being a doormat, right? So someone who just lets people take advantage of them and then they turn around and say that, you know, they were being harmed in some way. And let me give you an example, because all of this kind of sounds a bit jumbled up if you don't have an example of it. So let's just say three people are sitting on a bus and a fourth person hops on the bus and says, hi, I'm selling candies. Would you like to buy one? The first person that he asks does not want to buy a candy, but they have very low boundaries. So they're going to say, sure, I'll buy one. The second person has medium boundaries. So when he asks the second person who does not want to buy the candy as well, the second person may say, no, I'm sorry, I don't have any money. Mind you, they may have money, but they need to justify their no with some sort of reason or excuse. The third person does not want the candy, and when the person asks them if they want it or not, because their boundaries are extremely high, they just simply say no, or no thank you. No explanation, nothing. So think about when those three persons get to their stop. The first person not having want to purchase a candy but purchased it because their boundaries were low and they were afraid to say no, they may be very resentful. They may complain about the quality of the candy, complain to the bus service about allowing people on the bus to sell candy, as well as recall every other way that they feel taken advantage of. So they weren't really nice. Someone else may have seen the gesture as charitable on their end. Oh, that was so kind of you to support that guy by buying a candy. But it wasn't niceness at play there. It was low boundaries. So again, bringing me back to my original point, sometimes low boundaries and being nice or being kind is very difficult to distinguish. And the difference comes with the individual person's attitude or result of them extending some sort of charity or what would be considered to be nice behavior by somebody else. So if they're very negative about it, if they count every little thing that they do, if they're passive aggressive, they're not nice. They just have low boundaries. So there's a huge, huge difference. And I think that those words are used interchangeably in terms of intent, and people tend to get them confused. So, I mean, a lot of times, and this is very popular in pop culture, they talk about, you know, nice guys finish last and what nice this and nice does. And again, these same words, like I say, are dealing with no boundaries, because you could be kind and charitable and you could have very strong or high boundaries and you will not be taken advantage of. You treat people how to treat you. And a lot of times we don't realize that we are in control and we are to blame for the way that people treat us. It is solely, a lot of times, our fault. Not saying it's our fault 100% of the time, because sometimes you just can't control how people will act towards you, but you can control how you respond to them, and you can control allowing them to act a certain way with you again. So it's just a matter of having high and low boundaries and having a standard for what you consider to be acceptable behavior for yourself. And it's nobody's fault but your own. So the next time you hear somebody complaining about some nice behavior that they did or some charitable behavior that they did that they feel somehow upset about, don't take that at face value. Realize that that's just a person with very low boundaries and they allowed themselves to be taken advantage of, because people can only do to you what you allow. So you guys be great. Have a good one. I just thought that was an interesting topic that I see play out a lot in society. And people tend to get confused over intent and what kindness or niceness is and the true definition. So you guys have a good day.